Okay, this is a very interesting article that I found. It just confirms what I always thought to be true, and that is the sugar, sucrose, table sugar. I'm not talking about fructose, which really does not give you energy. In fact, in my case, I know that fructose gives me diarrhea. Okay, if I eat too much, if I drink too much juices like orange juice or apple juice, I get diarrhea like crazy. And even if I eat too much fruit, I also get diarrhea. Glucose, like pasta, wheat, etc., any wheat product, rice, just makes me groggy. I suppose it has its purpose in life. But if you want energy, you gotta have cane sugar, which is sucrose. Okay, so you got glucose, starches, fructose, fruit, and sucrose, which is table sugar. And I found this abstract, scientific abstract, in the National Library of Medicine, where he says the consumption of a food or beverage enriched with sucrose has been associated with improved mental alertness, memory, reaction time, attention, and ability to solve mathematical problems, as well as a reduction in the feeling of fatigue, both in healthy individuals and patients with Alzheimer's disease, which explains why President Biden likes to eat a lot of ice cream. I followed for a while the keto diet. I actually believed in what they were saying, that fat or ketones can actually make you a more energetic person, healthier person, so on. Nonsense, nonsense. The brain needs sugar, and sucrose is one of the best. Okay, according to the article, adult brain requires up to 140 grams, 140 grams, which is about 4 ounces of glucose per day, which represents up to a 50% total carbohydrates consumed daily in the diet. Okay, so the brain needs almost exclusively a constant supply of glucose from the bloodstream. Okay, they say glucose, which of course includes starchy products. But I suggest that people use table sugar because I guess it breaks down into glucose and fructose, etc. And so there you have it. Sugar is good for you. I mean, I don't care what Bloomberg says, all these other keto people, they're really steering people the wrong way. They're steering people the wrong way. If you want to lose weight, eat more sugar, really. You got to fast a little bit. I don't eat after 3 o'clock. So, but when I get up in the morning, I have at least 2 or 3 tablespoons of sugar and gives me energy. I don't fall asleep. Even when I had a lousy night, I still, with enough sugar, not too much caffeine. I try to stay away from caffeine. But, the bottom line is that you need sugar, cane sugar, preferably more than anything. Fructose doesn't really do it. Like I said, fructose, in my case, like so many other people, gives me diarrhea. It doesn't give me the energy. Fructose in the form of juices like apple juice, orange juice is the worst thing that you can. It's gonna make you gain weight. It's gonna raise your triglyceride. I used to eat a lot of honey. There's a ton of honey. Back in the days, and I thought it was a good thing because everybody was saying that honey's a good thing, but honey is like, it's all fructose practically. I mean, technically, it's like 55% fructose, 45% sucrose, but it's treated like fructose. And in any case, honey, and I used to get diarrhea all the time and really no energy. And I thought, but this is impossible. I'm eating the honey. I should have a ton of energy, and so on. But I wasn't. I was feeling sicker and sicker and sicker. And then I finally stopped, and then I went into keto, and it was worse. But now I've rediscovered sugar when I was in high school, I used to eat sugar to have energy. And I thought I was being naive, but it's exactly the right thing to do. Eat sugar, cane sugar, not any sugar. Certainly not, let's say like sugar alcohol, which is also bad for you. Gives me diarrhea, not to mention artificial sugar. So sucrose, cane sugar, will make you lose weight. It satisfies the appetite. That's the other thing. Your fructose, you eat a piece of fruit, you want to have another one. It stimulates the appetite. But sucrose satisfies the appetite. It goes right into the bloodstream. It's processed by the pancreas. And it satisfies the appetite. It kills the appetite. Despite what those idiots in